I met a clutch of bicyclists at a bed and breakfast when I was in Pennsylvania for a few days' work. They were a club, six of them, from a city a few hundred miles away. They had driven their six bikes and two cars, and they were enjoying 5 days of biking along the Monongahela River into the Allegheny Mountains and to cultural sites around the city of Pittsburgh. None of these people had jobs. Their riding club gathered every week in their home territory for a different ride, and some took trips together two or three times a year. One of them, Roger, told me, "I didn't even start riding a bike until I was in my 60s after I'd had a heart attack." It's geezers on wheels. When you're a teenager, there's nothing like the freedom of driving, even your mother's Ford Fairlane, or getting in a car with your friends and just go. But 40 years later, I'm driving home, noting the grade of each little hill and eager to get back on my bike. There are only a few sports that are equally enjoyed no matter what age you are. Fishing, for sure. I don't know, maybe you'd want to take the kids golfing. But bikes are a big deal for kids, serious fun for adult athletes, and getting to be a passion for road trekking boomers. Comfort bikes are especially popular with some of the senior cyclists. Shock-absorbing posts, cushy low-pressure tires, upright position with handlebars up, and of course, gel-filled seats. That's a minimum requirement. With the ingenuity of engineering, the recumbent bikes, the ones with automatic gear shifters, even when this is how you roll, a little electric motor to help get you partway home, the old folks are going to keep rolling right along because it's so much fun. Because it makes us feel like we're 11 years old. And when you go on group rides, you're riding with 11-year-olds and young adults, which is way fun in itself. And this is good, not only for us oldsters, but for everybody. For the environment, you might say, and I don't mean the air quality. Look, when there are a lot of older people around, and let's face it, friends, there are a lot, and they're going to be around for a few decades yet, it's bound to help things if a lot of them are smiling and having fun and being playful and feeling like kids and are able to get around on their own power. With our iPods strapped to our arms so we can listen to the freewheelin' Bob Dylan, with our titanium knees meshing perfectly with our titanium ultralights, getting the nod from people of all ages bicycling to work, the grandmas and the grandpas are trekking, coasting, cresting the next hill, cannondaling along as America hops on the bike.